Tuesday the 27th of January, Beis Shvat, Rabbi Yair Kramer, stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The topic and discussion today is stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as was mentioned. So the question is, how can one actually steal from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And also, what are the consequences of the stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They tell a story, or there's a well-known story, about a chassid, who I think the story is with Rabbi Arna Godel Mikalin, that a chassid who saw the Rebbe eating an apple, and he said to him, Rebbe, what is the difference between the two of us? You make a brach and eat an apple, and I make a brach and eat an apple. So he says, there's a big difference. You want to eat an apple, that's why you make a bracha. I want to make a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why I eat an apple. Now, it's a very simple, short story, but the message behind it is very profound. But perhaps there's much more depth to the story than meets the eye. The Gemara in Brachos, the first Mishnah of Ketzed Mevorchim, says as follows: Ketzed Mevorchim al haperos. Al haperos ha'ilon omer borei pri yoetz chutz min ha'yayin shel ha'yayin omer borei pri ha'gofen. Ba'peros ha'oretz omer borei pri ha'domo chutz min ha'pas shel ha'pas omer ha'moitzi lechem min ha'oretz. Ba'al yerokes omer borei pri ha'domo ha'biyud omer borei min ha'etshoin. Here is the parrot that deals with Birkas Haneni. So everything has its special bracha. Asks the Gemara, Meno Hanimili. Where do we know this from? Where do we know, Lichu, that is the question, where do we know that one has to make a bracha before one eats? Now, what is the question of the Gemara? I'm going to sort of summarize the discussion in the Gemara to make it clear. We found in one place in the Torah that is mentioned a bracha. It says in the Torah, Eretz asher lo b'miskeinus techal bo lechem, and after it says, v'chalta v'sovato uveirachto. Right? So the one place in the Torah that is mentioned, a broche, is on pas, and not stam on pas, well, only if one is saveya, if one is satisfied from that eating, one is chayev a broche midoraisa. Now with this in mind, the Gemara asks, Meno hanemili, okay, so we have a brocha afterwards, Birkas Hamazon. But where do you know that you should make a brocha from before, a Birkas Haneni? These brochas that were mentioned before in the Mishnah, what is the source of those brochas? And then the Gemara understood that Birkas Haneni are also midoraisa. So the Gemara brings a pasuk, the Tanu Rabbonon, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. Melamed sheteunim brocha lifnei velachalein. Right? Kodesh Hilulim Lashem is referring to Neta Ravai. In other words, fruit can only be eaten in the fourth year, and only it can be eaten in Yerushalayim or after Pidyon. After it, you pointed that and then taken the Pidyon to Yerushalayim. Says Rashi, so what is the raya from here that you have neither brocha before? Because it says Kodesh Hilulim. There are two types of Hilulim, two Chiyuvim Lichula of to be Meshabeach HaKodesh Baruch Hu. B'nei Terevai, says Rashi, Umash B'Shnei Hilulim Tom Bachilosa. When you will be able to eat the food that's been B'nei Terevai, you need two Hilulim. Bachilosa Shetochleno B'Shana Oviz Shumuto Bachilot. You need a brocha before and a brocha afterwards. Those are the Hilulim. So that the Gemara wants to bring as a raya that midoraisa you chayv a brocha brikas anenim before one eats. The Gemara afterwards discusses who says speaking about Neta Ravai, there's a man the mouth says speaking about Kerem Ravai. Afterwards, the Gemara raises a possibility that it says v'chalta v'sovata uveirachto. In other words, afterwards midoraisa midoraisa you chayv a brocha. So maybe the source for brocha, a Birkas Haneni, brocha before midoraisa, would be from the Chalta v'Sovato v'Rachto, the Kolshke. if when you surveyor you make a brocha, so for sure when you ra'el you make a brocha. Anyway, the Gemara discusses the that isn't a source for the Birkas Hanehim. Comes the Gemara to the final maskone, Eras Svoderu, Osu loy lo odom, Shihonem min ha'olam hazeh beloy brocha. The source for Birkas Hanehim is a Svore. Osu loy lo odom, Shihonem min ha'olam hazeh beloy brocha. It's forbidden to have anoye mi oilom hazeh. In other words, here we're referring to eating beloy brocha, without making a brocha. What is the source for the svara? Afterwards, the Gemara brings a stira in Tehillim. Rablevi was much a two psukim in Tehillim. Ksiv lashema oritz umloyo. There's one pasuk that states lashema oritz umloyo, mashma that everything belongs to Hashem, lashema oritz umloyo. And there's another pasuk. Then we see afterwards that the ha'oretz notzan livnei odom, that a person has the permission to have anoye from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. It's tira. So the Gemara lo kasha. Kan kodem brocho, kan la'acha brocho. The first pasuk that says Lashem ha'oretz umloyo is referring to before one makes a brocha. Before one makes a brocha, it's forbidden to have anoyim in oilom hazeh. That is the svara that was mentioned before. When is one permitted to have anoyim in oilom hazeh? After one makes a brocha. So, the stira, it has been answered. And that is the svara that was mentioned before. The makor for Birkas Haneni. Now, the question is this d'oraisa d'rabbanan? We found in Gemaras, for example, there's a Gemara in Baba Kame, Daf Mem Vav. The Gemara says, "Lama likros v'orayi." What do I need a pasuk for? I can know it means svara. In other words, midoraisa, one is mechuyev, one is obliged, even though it's only a svara. That's one of the examples. So what over here? Birkas Hanehim, Nehim. Which we mechuyev misvore. Is it midoraisa or midrabbanan? The Pnei Yoshua holds that it's midoraisa. The Birkas Hanehim we chayv midoraisa. But laloche, lo kaim lanochi. Laloche, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like that. And be'emes, Birkas Hanehim are only midrabbanan. And be'emet, Tesis here, and the other Rishanim as well, who say that in the Hava Mina, when the Gemara brought the Kodesh Hilulim Lashem, the Gemara thought that there's a source midoraisa lebirkas haneni. Lemaskone, the Gemara says, no, it's only a source, it's midrabbanan. Aye, what about the limud of Kodesh Hilulim Lashem? There's only an asmachta ba'alma. Right? So maskone, birkas haneni, or midrabbanan. The Gemara carries on and discusses this yesoid of osu lo le'odam she'ene min ha'oilom hazeh beloy brocho. Says the Gemara, v'chol ha'nene min ha'oilom hazeh beloy brocho, mo'al. Right? Me'ile is a musog from Hegdish. That somebody has anoye from Hegdish without reshus, or he takes it away from Hegdish without reshus, that's me'ile. So the Gemara here compares having hanoim in a oilom hazeh with other broche to me'ila. A similar idea that is brought further on, and that is the title of this discussion this morning. The Gemara says afterwards, Omar Rav Chanina bar Poppe, kol hanenem in a oilom hazeh beloy brocho kilu goizel. Somebody who has hanoim min a oilom hazeh without making a broche is goizel HaKodesh Baruch Hu, is stealing from HaKodesh Baruch Hu, u Knesset Yisrael, and not only from HaKodesh Baruch Hu, also from Knesset Yisrael, Shenema brings the Pasuk in Mishlei, goizel obi ve'imoy ve'oimer en pesha, chaveru le'ish mashchis, ben obi el HaKodesh Baruch Hu, ben imoy el HaKnesset Yisrael. Right? So that is the source for the fact that somebody who eats without making a Birkas Hanenim is stealing from a Kodesh Boch. Why is he stealing from Knesset Yisrael? Says Rashi, Shechotu Aperos Loikim. When one eats without a Broche, then the land doesn't give fruit anymore. So it's also Goizel from Klal Yisrael. The question is now, what is one actually stealing from a Kodesh Boch? So you'll say, Lichura, you're stealing the fruit. Right? You're eating what one eats without making a broche. One is stealing from a Kodesh Boch. So Lichura, what is one stealing? The fruit. Whatever one is eating. Now, there are Rishonim of Bemet holds like that. There's a Ritvo holds that Bemet, as we see, Ha'oretz, Lashem Ha'oretz Umloyo, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, how can you eat without taking permission? Right? That's why you need the bracha. And if you eat without getting permission, you're stealing the fruit. Shilta Giborim also holds like that. And there's a Yalkut Shimon that says, Mefurash, you're stealing the fruit. But let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a good chosod. No, you're not stealing the fruit. You're stealing the bracha. That has to be defined. What does he mean? You're stealing the brocha. And you steal a brocha. Just by the way, the whole idea here of stealing is a chiddush. It's not like one would normally understand stealing. Stealing usually is one takes from somebody else something. Here, by not making a brocha, you're stealing. It's not the challenge. I'm taking the... According to the Ritva, you're taking the fruit. Yes, I'm stealing a fruit. But a brocha... I'm not stealing the fruit. I didn't make a broche. I didn't give the broche. That is also referred to here as stealing. But anyway, getting back to the Rashi, what does it mean you're stealing the broche? So it could be explained as follows. Rashi says before in Dibura Maskil El Asvolahu, says Rashi, I'm reading the Rashi at the end. El Svaru, the Kevan Denene Tzorich Lahoidos Lanisha Bro'o. Since one is getting annoyed, one has to give thanks to whoever created the whatever one is getting annoyed from. Right? So we could explain the difference between the Ritva, who says one is stealing the fruit, to the Rashi, who says one is stealing the Broche, as follows. That the Ritva holds that the Broche is asking for permission. And Rashi says, no, the brocha isn't asking for permission. The brocha means giving thanks to whoever one created. So according to the Ritva, that's stealing the fruit, that's the gezel from the brocha, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because one took without permission. According to Rashi, you're not stealing the fruit, you're not giving thanks. That means you're stealing the brocha, the hoidah. That is what one is stealing. Right? So if I go back to the title of the discussion this morning, stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we see there are two opinions. Or one is stealing the fruit, according to the Ritva and other Rishonim, or according to Rashi, one isn't stealing the fruit. What one steals from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the hoidoya, the brocha, the giving of thanks. Right? And as we said, the difference would be what is a brocha? Brocha is asking for permission. Or Brocha is saying thank you. So now getting back to the story of the Chosid and the Rebbe, right? So we could say that the difference between the Chosid and the Rebbe is the difference between the Ritva and the Rashi. The Rebbe said to him, you make a Brocha because you hold like the Ritva, that you need permission in order to eat the fruit. That's why you make a Brocha. But I want to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why I make a Brocha. But the path is even more depth to the din u'dvarim between them. There's a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. The pasuk says as follows: it's referring to Mavir Bnoi LaMoilech. Right, that was a type of avodah zarah. There's a machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban. What actually was the Mavir Bnoi LaMoilech? According to Rashi, the avodah was that you gave. One gave one son to the priest of the Avodah Zorah. There were two fires, and the priest took the sand between the two fires. That was the Avodah, according to Rashi. According to the Ramban, no, one gave the one's sand to the priest, and he did Tnufo, Agoshe, he presented the sand to the Avodah Zorah, and then he gave the sand back to the father, and the father burnt the sand in the fire. That was the Avodah of Moilet. Now says the Pasuk, Vani eten es ponai bo ishahu. I, says Rashi, I will focus on this person who gives his son to the Moilech. Vichrati yosui mikel v'moi. And not only will he be put to death, but I will also be koyret him lo'olam habo. Why? Ki mizaloi not al Moilech. Leman tameis mikdoshi ulechale l'shem kodshi. Now, what the Mefarshim grapple with here is, what does it have to do with a tumor in the Beit Mikdash? The fact that one was over the Moilech, burnt one's son, didn't burn one's son, what does it have to do with tumor in the Beit Mikdash? So Rashi here says, it's not referring to the Beit Mikdash, and it's not referring to tumor and Tyre as we understand it. Ela, Mikdosha, Mikdoshi, is referring to Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, Shemekudeshet Li. The Knesset Yisrael is sanctified to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Mikdash that is being referred to over here. And the Ramban says it's not the Mikdoshi, isn't the Knesset Yisrael. Mikdoshi is the Shekhinah. That's how he explains the Pasuk. Now, the Gur Aryeh brings the Ramban and he quotes the Ramban. The Ramban says as follows: Al titmo ech yochid metame knes Yisrael shimekudeshet lishmo yagoleh. Don't be surprised, amazed, that a yochid, one person, can be metame knes Yisrael or the Shechinin, but not metame. There's something he does, or to knes Yisrael or to the Shechinin, that he will mention further on. But how can a yochid do this to the whole of the klal, or how can he do this to the Shechinah? Says the Ramban, we found it before. Where we found it? This Gemara in Broches. Kmo she'omru Chazal b'Medrash, kol anene min ha'olam hazeh b'loy b'rocha, kilu goyzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu knes Yisrael. That somebody who eats without making a broche, he's goyzer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'nema goyzer obi b'imoy, v'oymer en pesha chobru lishmashlis. Right, the Gemara that we mentioned before, here we find that a Yochid, the Ramban compares, is Metameh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Metameh Shechina, Metameh Klal Yisrael. How does he do that? Why? Ki HaChofetz is the Ramban, there's a lot of the Ramban. Ki HaChofetz b'yitzilo shivorchu oleo lishmoy HaGodol. V'im loy yis'aleh b'shmoy HaGodol. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the whole creation? In order that one should make broches lishmoy agodol, and if not, then tisali ashchino Yisrael, the Shechino will leave Klal Yisrael. In other words, the whole reason for the creation was in order that one would make a broches, and if not, how is one metame Klal Yisrael by the Shechino leaving? Those are the consequences of not making a broche, and also of being mavir b'noi la'moileh, that the Shechino will leave Klal Yisrael. That is the tumor that he's referring to. Now says the Gur Aryeh, ulefi anira midivrei Ramban, shumefarish kol aneni min ha'olam b'loi brocho goyzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu knes Yisrael ne'mal brocho. It seems apparent from the Ramban that he learned the sugya here in broches, that what is one stealing from a Kodesh Baruch Hu? One is stealing the broche. That's why it says, Kol ha-chepitz ba-yitzir. Why did a Kodesh Baruch Hu create the world? She'evolchu oleo lishmoy ha-godol. Because he wanted people to make broches. And I must emphasize, we said that broches are only midrabona. That's why I brought out one. Broches and maskona are only midrabona. And nevertheless, says the Ramban, that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? In order that people should make brachas. And if one doesn't make brachas, one is metame klal Yisrael, the consequence of not making brachas, that the Shekhinah will leave klal Yisrael. But why does one, why the Ramban carries on Yisrael, why does one need a bracha? Just is alokim Shulchan Aruch. No, that is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Shefa, the abundance to come to the world by people making brachas on what they have anoya from the world. Not only that, not only is it a way for there to be abundance in the world, but also it's a way for the Shekhinah to be in the world, because when apparently there's abundance, then the Shekhinah is here in the world with us. As he says himself, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world in order that they should make brachas? And that way the world will be able to exist. In other words, that was the whole way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to exist, by people making brachas. That's why, therefore, if one eats without making a bracha, one is stealing the bracha, like Ramban, like Rashi, one is stealing the bracha. What does it mean, stealing the bracha? It means taking away the whole abundance from the world. The abundance cannot come to the world, and the Shekhinah cannot come to the world. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in such a way that one should make a bracha. If one does not make a bracha, one is stealing the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's according to the Ramban. Says the Gur Aryeh, no, it's cholik on the Ramban. That isn't the reason. It's not for the one isn't stealing the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not the pshat in the Gemara in brachas. What one is stealing the fruit. Because it's a stira, the Gemara asks, L'Hashem Ha'oretz U'Meloyo. And afterwards the Gemara says, HaShomayim Shomayim La'oz V'Rotzan Livnei Odom. What is one's, what if everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's like Hegdish. It belongs, everything we have, every fruit, every vegetable, everything that is created in this world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You take it without making a bracha, you're taking away from the fruit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the Indian? So he says, so how does a bracha permit one to eat something that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Now this same idea appears in the Nefesh HaChaim as well, that when one makes a bracha, the bracha gets to that place where the HaKadosh Baruch Hu distributes Shefa Lo'ilom. V'ze ki HaBrocha Shu Mevorach Magia Ad HaMadrego Shu Yizvoch Mevorach Mashpia. Right, that is the koyach of a bracha. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And that's why he wanted people to make bracha. Because by making a bracha, the bracha gets to that high stage where HaKadosh Baruch Hu distributes Shefa Lo'ilom. In other words, without getting to that darga, then it all belongs to Hashem. But at that darga, that's where he distributes the abundance to the world. And by person making a bracha, the Gurari mentions afterwards, the person gets to that darga, the bracha brings him up to that darga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give to him. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants to give abundance to the world. By making a bracha, one gets to that darga that one can receive that abundance, and therefore it's receiving, one can receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without getting to that darga, one cannot receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, now let's get back to the story. The Rebbe said to the Chosid, you want to eat an apple, that's why you make a bracha. I want to make a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why I make a I make a bracha. I want to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why I make a bracha. So, according to that, we can say as well as the Toloi on the Machlekes, the Gur Aryeh and the Rambam. The Gur Aryeh says you're stealing the fruit if you don't. Why? Because by making a bracha, the bracha will bring you to that darga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give to you. If you don't get to that darga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give, then you're taking without permission. Right? That is the darga of the chosid. It's not like we understood before that, you know, you will eat, so therefore you make a bracha. It's by making the bracha, the Rebbe said to him, you're getting that darga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give to you. But myself, said the Rebbe, I'm not making because I want to get to that darga. I want to bring the Shechina to the Oref. I want to bring abundance to Oref. That is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria, in order that he could bring abundance and Shechina l'Olam. That is why I made a bracha. So that would be the explanation in the discussion between the Rebbe and the Chosid. There's a Gemara in Bava Kamma, well-known Gemara, Bava Kamma Daf Lamed. Omar Rav Yehuda, Heiman de Boy le Ma'ad Chside le Kaim Mila de Nezikin. If somebody wants to be a Chosid, right, then be Mekaim the Halachas of Nezikin. Rabbi Omar Mila de Oves, be Mekaim Pirke Oves. The Omri Lo Mila de Broches. Right? If one wants to be a Chosid, then one should be Mekaim the Inyonim of Broches. Kedamrinan Osu Lo Odom le Honos Mila Oilam Azeh Beloi Brocho. Says there, the Rabbeinu Chananel, left out. Kedamrin and Otsu le'odom le'onetz min ha'olam azeh b'loy b'rocho. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel means. When wants to be a chosid, to be makai mila de broches, that is referring to what the Gemara says, Otsu le'odom le'onetz min ha'olam azeh b'loy b'rocho. In other words, both of them on a darga, the chosid and the Rebbe, are on the dog of being a chosid. The machlekes between them is according to who is the chosid. It's according, like the Gur Aryeh or like the Ramban. Like the Gur Aryeh, that one makes a bracha in order to get to that dog that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give to one, or according to the Rebbe, like the Ramban, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order that people should make brachas, because that is the kiyum of the olam, that is bring shechina and abundance to the world. Right.